نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. Respected listeners, continuing with the subject of the proven prescriptions for steadfastness and a pleasing death. Alhamdulillah, yesterday we discussed the first one, that after every faras salah, you should recite this dua, رَبَّنَا لَا تُذِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْلِ إِذْ هَدِيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَذُنْكَ رَحْمَةٍ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. That, O Allah, do not cause our hearts to deviate after you have guided us and confer unto us, bestow upon us from your side special mercy. You are the one who bestows and confers. So many the hadith dua from the ahadith mubarak, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. That, O return of the hearts, keep my heart steadfast upon deen. Today, inshallah, we'll discuss the second one. One should recite this dua in abundance, which has been mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is a proven formula for steadfastness and a noble death. What is this dua? Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyumu, bi rahmatika astaghith. What does it mean? O the ever living one, O the ever self subsistent one, through the agency of your rahmat and mercy, I seek your assistance and help. The ulama have given this beautiful translation, that, O the true living being, through whose blessings the whole universe has life, O that being who is self-subsistent, due to whose blessings every atom in the universe is dependent, I seek help through your mercy. Ulama explain that it is only through the mercy of Allah that one can be saved from the evils of one's carnal self and desires. Just like yesterday we mentioned, we ask you, Allah, for your special mercy. Here again in this dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is asking to the agency of Allah Ta'ala's mercy that we are asking your help. If a person reads the best, the most noble, the chief ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, Ayatul Kursi, it starts off, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. Again, these two sifats of Allah, the ever-living, the self-subsistent one. On occasion of the Battle of Badr, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu mentions, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in sajda, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was uttering some words. So I went closer to hear what were the words Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting in sajda before this Battle of Badr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam constantly was making, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu. The word Hay means that being who has always been from there, from before, and right till eternity. In other words, from before, always till forever. And the life of every other thing is dependent on Him. So Allah Ta'ala is from there, was there, is there, will be there. And every living being is dependent on Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Hayy and Qayyum possess the effect of Ismi Azam, the great name of Allah, by which du'as are readily accepted. So a person who makes du'a, we should take this beautiful name and beseech Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. What does Qayyum signify? Qayyum is that being who is independent and self-subsistent. He is the one, Allah is the one who maintains the entire system, the whole running of this entire universe to perfection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps the running and maintains the system of this entire universe with His perfect power. Then the word astaghith, a atlubul ighatha wa as'alul i'ana. That, O Allah, I seek your assistance and help through your mercy. Reciting Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu bi rahmatika astaghith and make it one's daily practice, this is a proven formula for steadfastness and a noble death and also freedom from every sorrow and calamity. Whenever sorrow, grief, or worry overcame Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he would recite this dua in abundance. Nabi, as Anas radiallahu anhu says, إِذَا كَرَبَهُ أَمْرٌ يَقُولُ يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّمْ بِرَحْمَتِكَ أَسْتَغِيرُ. When anything upset Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when anything perturbed him, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to resort to reciting these words. Without the mercy of Allah ta'ala, a person cannot remain safe for one second from the evil of one's nafs and carnal desires. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akras rahmatullahi alayhi, now he explains the ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, and he links this ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي, to this dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the statement of the Rabb Yusuf alayhi salam, when he mentioned the beginning of the 13th para, وَمَا أُبَرِّيُ نَفْسِي, that I do not exonerate myself. إِنَّ النَّفْسِ, indeed this carnal desires, this nafs, لَأَمَّارَةٌ, it insistently commands towards evil, إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي, except upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His mercy upon. So the carnal nafs, carnal desire, the carnal self, shows every form of evil except those whom, upon whom our sustainer has mercy upon. As Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, that bisu wasn't a bichu. Just like a scorpion, when it stings the person, it becomes very, very harmful. So the nafs is such that it causes you harm. It puts you into takrif. And Allah forbid that this nafs will lead a person to destruction in this world, qabr in the year after. The ulama explain, there are three types of nafs. Very briefly, one is ammara, the one that insistently commands people to do evil. Then the person makes some mujahada. He tries to stay in a company of some pious person, and with some effort, he try now to subdue that nafs and desires of his. Then that nafs, ammara, will become lawwama, the one that reproaches. So if a person commits, when he comes to that stage, when a person commits a guna, then he reproaches himself, he scolds himself, why did I do this? He regrets and he makes tawbah, inshallah. And then he persistently, continuously make mujahada. He strives against his nafs and his desires, till inshallah, may Allah make it possible for each one, every one of us, that we come to that stage, nafsa mutma'inna, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna, that oh, that contented soul, that enter amongst my slaves in this condition that we are happy and you are happy, mardiya, you are pleased and we are pleased with you. And thereafter Allah ta'ala makes the statement, فَدْخُلِي فِي إِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. So it takes the time that from ammara to lawwama until mutma'inna. Then Allama Busayri rahmatullahi alayhi has given a beautiful explanation. He said, this carnal desires, this nafs is an-nafsu ka-tifl. It's like a suckling child. We know that suckling child drinks milk from the mother. Now, after a certain period, the mother has to wean that child off. And when that mother weans that child protests. But eventually, inshallah, as time goes on, that child now is totally weaned off from that milk. But if the mother persists and say no, and thinking that she is showing mercy to that child, that child continues drinking after even 2 years, then respected listeners, our nafs becomes like that. So in the beginning, we need to wean that nafs of ours from sins. Because nafs is such a thing, just like that suckling child loves that milk from the mother, the nafs, the nature of nafs, it loves sins, it loves gunas. So we need to wean that nafs away from gunas. And if we don't wean that nafs and that carnal desires of ours, then that nafs will lead us to destruction. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Ya, the ma means For example, the places of Allah Ta'ala's mercy, actions of Allah Ta'ala's mercy, and the times of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. The places, for example, a person is in a masjid, a person in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, a person is in a place where the people are taking the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the dhikr of Allah, the khankas, the actions, a person is performing salah, person reciting Quran al-Kareem, person making dhikr, person reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever good actions, Allah Ta'ala's mercy is coming upon that person. Then the times, for example, the 15th night of Shaban, Laylatul Qadr, after every Faras Salah, when 1/3 of the night remains at the time of Tahajjud, at the time of Sari, those are special moments when Allah Ta'ala's mercy comes upon us. So, yeah, from the above mentioned points of Ruhul Ma'ani, we learn that the nafs of any person is deprived of the protection and mercy of Allah for even 1 second. We learn that if the nafs of any person is deprived of the protection and mercy of Allah for even 1 second, then there is a fear of it falling into every kind of evil. One dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma la takilna ila anfusina tarfata'in. O Allah, do not hand ourselves to our nafs. Do not hand ourselves to our carnal desires, in even equivalent to the blinking of an eyelid, even for that 1 second. Because if this happens, then that nafs will take control of us, and that nafs will lead us to all types of evil and haram. May Allah protect us all. And it is very, very important, فَلَا تُزَقُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not claim purity, that I am very pure, my nafs is in intact. وَأَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Allah is the one who knows, who has that taqwa and that consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just to recap, the second proven formula for steadfastness and by pleasing death is to read this dua often, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyumu, Bi Rahmatika Astaghith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.